Welcome back, guys. Today we are going to see why men are going their own way.
Last weekend, when you weren't answering my calls, I went to a party with Brian, and I went home with him, and I slept with him.
Yeah, I know what happened.
What? How do you know?
Yeah, we planned this all out.
What do you mean you planned it out?
Well, Brian bet me $50 and a pack of cigarettes.
What?
$50 and a pack of cigarettes.
Sleep with you. So now I'm down $50 and a pack of cigarettes.
How long have y'all been together?
3 years.
You guys know each other's body counts?
Yeah.
What's yours?
One.
Is that correct? Are you sure it's one?
Yeah.
Only him?
Yeah.
Hey y'all, come look at this. You don't know how many boyfriends you had?
No.
No. What the hell? It's over 10.
I don't know. Okay.
We're getting married. There's no secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no secrets. What kind of beta man do you have to be to not know her past? And don't tell me, guys, that you can't know a woman's past, because that's a lie. You can know if you dealt with enough women. You can know her past by the way she acts, by the way she dresses, by everything. There is no woman that can lie to me about her past, because I've dealt with so many women, I can spot a liar from a mile away, guys.
You're a victim.
Here we go, CSI.
Men are so superficial.
Would you date a guy that's shorter than you?
Absolutely not. I'd at least 6'2".
At least 6'2".
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'5".
5'5".
Yeah.
So 6'2".
Five, six, five, five, six, two,
bare minimum.
Yeah, I just like tall dudes.
What do you consider is a green flag in a guy?
No toxic masculinity.
Describe that. What do you mean by toxic?
You can't describe toxic masculinity. It's just what they hear on social media or on TV, guys. They don't even actually know what toxic masculinity is. Because if you have boundaries as a man, you're toxic. That's what they say.
Masculinity.
If you're gonna make a joke about a woman, like, go make me a sandwich, red flag.
Would you consider yourself a traditional woman?
Define traditional.
Somebody who puts the family first, who is willing to be provided for, somebody who nurtures the family. Also, I'd say purity and low body count.
No, I'm a preschool teacher, though. I'm very nurturing.
In common.
So she's not younger than me, she's not skinnier than me, and she's not prettier than me. Then why couldn't it just be me?
Because she's softer than you. She's quieter than you. She doesn't yell at me. She doesn't call me an idiot or tell me to shut up all the time. She listens to me. She's nice to me. She doesn't make me feel like the only thing stopping her from being happy is me.
Yeah, only the feminists think that we want a boss bee in the house. A boss bee that wants to fight us all the time and wants to argue. But we don't. We want peace.
What makes a high value woman?
Hello, I'm here. Me.
What would you rate yourself out of 10?
A million. I'm a queen.
What do you think men select for in a woman, apart from arrogance?
I want to dress like a I'll dress like a slut, but personally I don't like to reveal all. I'm not really interested in showing all my skin for all of you people to stare at.
I think that's for you, so, and your partner.
Well, that's for me and whoever I want to show. If I want to show you and you pay me $100, whatever, do that.
Can you see her mentality, guys? And she has a boyfriend. She has a boyfriend.
I'd say that's a low-value woman.
But
behavior.
That's not... Well, what that's about great. Cardi B's doing well better than you?
I wouldn't say that she demonstrated high-value woman behavior, though.
I think she demonstrates fantastic woman behavior.
I would not want my sister's role modeling after Cardi B.
How can you be with a woman like this, guys? How? What kind of beta man do you have to be to put up with a woman like that?
I would. She's a hard-working woman.
What would your partner think of that?
Yeah, I love her. I don't know where he is right
Interesting.
Now. Hey. Getting my luggage.
Do you know that in China, if you are like you guys who's successful and you break up with a girl, you gotta pay a breakup fee.
Shut up.
What?
In China, there's no credit union. Nobody check your credit. To be a normal man, you didn't pay for a breakup fee. You are a garbage. You can't get a loan. That's what's happening in China.
I like that.
A breakup fee is calculated based on the girl. For me, like I'm expired at 25. So if breakup is me, it's fine. Just dump me. But like, if somebody's under 25, went to the best school, skinny like a chopstick, pale, light skin. Like light skin is considered pretty in China for some fucked up shitty standard. A small face with a tiny lip. I mean, pretty face by Chinese standard. You gotta pay her a lot of money. All my friends in America, they're like, oh.
Can you imagine, guys, what would happen if it were the same in the USA?
Oh my God, I'm missing out. Ah, it's so awful. I wish my boyfriend gave me something. He didn't give me nothing. I'm like, Stacy, don't complain. He gave you herpes.
I think we live in a crazy system of dating. There's women that believe that they can give as little as possible, as minimal as possible, and men are expected to fund their entire life. Pay bill, rent, car payments. It's a system where women can take and take and take, but when asked to give, men are met with a lot of hesitation.
Yes, many women in the West don't know how to be a wife, don't know how to be a girlfriend. They just have demands.
Or downright refusal. Relationships, marriages are give and take.
They just don't want women like you.
They're not women like me.
No. Like, they don't. See, you keep. See, the thing is, this is what you just said. They're not ready for women like you. There's always a deficit on the men's side. No, they don't want you.
Those men do not want me. But when they approach me and ask me to marry them, but then when we sit around and come out and about, like,
see,
what?
She's not, now your ego's involved. Listen. You ladies control access to sex.
True.
We control access to relationship. So you can say whatever you want. We control access to relationship. And they don't want it with you. And they're going to get it from another woman.
True. The guy that I moved out here with, I made the money. He didn't even do anything. We were here for his boxing. So
you supported him.
I supported
him. You're the sugar mom.
By the way, guys, I spent a lot of time searching for these videos and putting them together. So leave a like and subscribe.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Well, I think that I kind of lucked out there because I didn't have to scramble for finances. Like, I was already making money.
Right.
I was already like pretty much set. So I think it worked
but
out.
But did it have an effect on you where you lost a little bit of respect for him as a man because he wasn't making money?
100%. If I come home after working all day and you're sitting there playing video games and you're like, what's for dinner?
Wow. Huh?
What if I told you that you're dumb, you're short, and you're broke because you want to date guys that are older and make more money than you? How'd that make you feel?
Well, I'm not even looking at...
Hold on. Please answer the question. What if I told you...
Okay.
That you were dumb, short, and broke because you wanted to date a guy that was taller and made more money than you.
Yes, that's hypergamy, guys.
Than you and more better in every standing. It sounds foolish, doesn't it?
For me
to say that about you. So why is it okay for you to say that men that want to date younger women want to manipulate them?
Damn.
Because I'm about to do an uppercut.
I get this in my comments from women and other men, beta men, but this is not reality. I've always dated women younger than me, and I've never had a problem with that. Nobody said anything about it. It wasn't a big deal. Only in the West, it's a big deal. Of course, as a woman, you would want somebody that's taller than you, stronger than you, makes more money, has more life experience, is more intelligent, so you can lead as a man, so you can lead her. But in the West, this is seen as toxic.
Hold on, I want you to really let that sink in. Like, for real, I want you to let that sink in. Notice how what you wanted wasn't demonized, but what men want is demonized.
True.
When a guy wants a younger girl, it's manipulation. When a woman wants an older man that's more seasoned, it's okay, she knows her worth.
Of course.
Chick queen.
Of course.
And it's like girls want to sleep around in their 20s and then at 30 run to a man. And like, but you've lost the things that men value by the time you're 30. You're no longer pure. You're no longer youthful. And so men are kind of tired of it because what happens is they'll date the bad boys, the rappers, whatever in their 20s. And then they hit 30. One guy thinks like this is his lucky ticket. This girl's super into him, but she just wants kids. And like, she really feels like she settles for him. She gets the kids and then half the time leaves.
I'm actually quite shocked at how dysfunctional this panel is and how nobody can maintain long-term relationships. Let me explain, right? So I'm actually pregnant with a girl right now. So I'm having a daughter, and being here is like terrifying because I have to see like the world that my daughter is going to come up in. And I don't want like what you guys are experiencing, I would never want or wish for my daughter. I don't want my daughter to be used by like some guy in high school or like some guy in college, because that's what's going on. Because we're talking about dating and situationships. We're giving our bodies to these men. And I don't want her to be used by some guy who could care less. You know, I want her to be able to exercise discernment and have better options.
You think men make more money than women?
Of course they do.
Of course. For the same job?
Yes.
Really?
Can you see how she answers with joy? Of course they do.
Wow. Yes.
You believe in a wage gap?
I do. I'm sorry.
So you think that, can you tell me like what is the wage gap then? Explain to me real quick.
Okay. I wasn't ready for this.
Oh.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. I looked it up, but okay. I can't back it up.
You looked it up? Men overall work.
Most women can't back up what they're saying. They just saw an article or heard something on TV and they just spew the same thing over and over, but they can't explain anything.
52 minutes more each day than women. Women are twice as likely to work part-time. Women take leave from work more frequently than men and for more extended periods of time, 34 days a year versus 21 for men. Women use 88% of their vacation days compared to 82% of men. And women call in sick 30% more frequently than men. Then on top of that, men work most of the dangerous jobs. Men work most of the same careers that pay more. Women go into jobs that pay less. The top 10 careers that pay the most are male-dominated. Top 10 careers that pay less are female-dominated. So men typically go into jobs that are more dangerous and infrastructure-oriented. Women go into jobs that are more people-oriented. And that's not going to, they're not going to pay you as
women
much.
Also, I see nothing wrong with that. Everybody's always so offended by the fact that men prefer younger women. Well, why does nobody say to the 22-year-old, hey, why do you like men in their 30s? Oh,
yes, my girlfriend is 22 and I'm 36 this year. So, and it's not a problem.
Are you a gold digger then because you like a man with money who's successful? No, nobody says that. At the end of the day, young women prefer older men because they're more mature and they have experience, and that's what women like. And men prefer younger women because it's a sign of youthfulness and fertility, I guess.
Of course.
But when it's the women that prefer older men, nobody calls that sexist. Nobody has a problem with that.
Yeah. I am so loud but empty inside. One shot. Anybody? Okay, I'm a Sag. Come here. Come in.
This is a skit, but it was really funny, so I had to include it.
Yeah, oh my god, that would be so fun at like a later date. 200 of my closest friends are coming. It's gonna be the best time. For that bitch. Do we give a f***? None. Okay, maybe little. I'm the life of the party.
I'm secretly depressed inside.
They hurt me. Now I have to start a business, make Forbes 30 under 30, and win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Should totally go for a drink.
We're not going for a drink.
I really liked him until I realized that he liked me back.
No, but really, I come first. And you can hate me, but I'm still sexy.
My love language is space. Apart.
I'm a Sag, bitch.
You name any men's issues.
They don't have issues.
In every aspect of life, women get the benefit of the doubt, the blessings, they get the open doors. Men have to fight through the fire just to even get their kids.
Why do we have the expression, take it like a man?
We have the expression, take it like a man, because men face way more discrimination and injustice on an everyday basis than women.
True.
Suck it up, women. But my God's honest opinion is that men go through a lot more. They're not accepted in so many areas that women are.
All right, y'all, the biggest lies sold to women today in dating. Let's get into it. That your body count doesn't matter. That time is on your side. That you shouldn't have to change for your future partner. But they should be willing to change and compromise for you. That in creating standards, you don't have to consider your actual value in the dating market today. Listen, hypergamy is not a bad thing. But society is reinforcing women being completely unrealistic about their standards. And therefore, remaining single. Due to not taking or being unwilling to take certain realities of the dating market into account.
Yes, most women in the West today, if they can't find the dream guy that they saw in the Disney fairy tales, they would rather die alone with a cat or a dog.
Look at their lives and ask yourself a question. Do you think they are happy, right? When you're constantly looking for a dopamine hit from social media because you took your clothes off and you want somebody in your comments, you know, a thirst trap with your...
Guys, this is a real problem. It happens even to me. It happens even to YouTubers. When I make a video and it doesn't go well, it's not good. I don't feel good. when I make a video and it blows up, it makes me feel good. It's the same way with social media, guys.
Your ass out, right? And you want someone in your comments going, oh, slay bae, you slayed the day bae. Yeah. Hashtag Tuesdays, am I right? Yeah. And you do the stuff for attention and you're devaluing yourself. And at the end of the day, you don't actually feel good and you're not, it's not going to bring you happiness, right? So yeah, you can get guys sliding in your DM. You can get guys telling you you look good. You can get guys that want to sleep with you. How many of these people actually get guys that want to stay with you, right? Or not in somebody else's DM. The same way that you found him is the same way.
Yeah, how many of those guys want to marry you? It's simple.
He's going to find somebody else.
Daphne and I actually have a point system for height. So
a point system?
Yeah. Huh. So when you're looking at your prospects, if they're at like 6 foot and above, every single inch over 6 foot is an extra point.
So it's like if you have a red flag, but you're 6'2", the red flag is canceled out.
Because you have 2 points.
And if you're a short king, you got to have like extra green flags. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think the question is more so, how traditional are you?
I am not super traditional, but I think that in today's society, I would be considered more traditional and conservative than most people.
Mm-hmm. So I think like the bigger question, because you have like these high standards for your man, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you prepared to offer him?
Crickets, silence, nothing.
Well, myself.
But like... Well, what do you think that you... Okay.
Let me tell you the fundamental thing. The type of man that you want has options. He can choose Israel, India, Egypt.
Can I say I wouldn't want a man who didn't choose me?
The challenge is what you are bringing to the table, what you want.
She is the table. Don't you get it? She is the table. She doesn't need to bring anything to the table.
The other girls are not going to fight him for it. You want him to support and join your team as well. These other two girls, India and Egypt, say, I will just join this team. I'm not trying to do all those. They have the advantage over you. You are combative. Mm-hmm. You are combative. When talking...
I said this a million times, guys. It doesn't matter if she's Miss USA. If you come home after a day of work and she keeps nagging you and she's combative and you have to explain 2 hours every subject or every decision you make, it's not worth it. It's not going to end well for you.
To you, we're going to have to argue. With those girls, you don't have to argue. So the challenge is going to be, why would he choose
but
them
wouldn't,
over
wouldn't
you?
A man get bored by a woman who doesn't have any opinion? Or-
No. Why would a man want to argue every day with a woman? Why would a man want to explain every decision to a woman? Why? I'm not taking care of a child. Why do I have to explain everything? You know those kids when they're little, they ask you, Daddy, why is the sky blue? Why is that? Why would I want a woman like that in my life? To have to explain every step I make, every decision I make. Why would I want to argue with a woman like that? Why? They believe you want that, but we don't.
Care at all?
Okay.
And so the unfortunate reality is that is not true. And if you keep on viewing men, men view women the way you view men, you will keep on experiencing the same negative results over and over again. No, to answer your question.
Guys, I'm so baffled. If women would just watch my channel or other channels and see how men think, they would have better results, but they just see 30 seconds of one of my videos and they call me a misogynist and that's all. They could learn so much about how men view things, but they don't want to.
No, they will not get bored. It's actually peaceful.
Ladies, listen and learn. Some of y'all are not gonna like this, but I'm hearing a lot of y'all say, I want a real man, while you're running around with fake hair, fake nails, fake eyelashes, fake eyebrows, a fake booty.
By the way, guys, I made a video where a guy said that guys that take steroids are the same as women that have fake implants and so on. So me, because I take steroids and I've been going to the gym for 17 years, this year will be 17 years, I'm the same as a woman that has an operation. They pay some money and has some has an operation, has an implant. How can that be the same? I know some of you are lazy and don't want to go to the gym, but you can't compare myself with a woman that has an implant. What if I didn't take any steroids? Would that 17 years of going to the gym, wouldn't that matter? It's so stupid. How can you think like that? Of course you think like that because you never set foot in a gym in your life. You don't have any discipline. I get it. You don't have to look like me for a woman, but do it for yourself. Better yourself. But of course, some people just want to complain, just want to argue about everything. It's so stupid to me.
Fake boobs and a fake purse, but you
want
a real...
Why wouldn't I want to feel better? I'm on TRT now. I feel like I'm in my 20s. I have energy. I feel so good. I feel so young. Why wouldn't I want to be like this? No. You should feel like shit and you should be fat. That's what society wants. Do better, guys. Be better. Not for anybody else. For yourself.
Oh, man. The problem is you're attracting what you are. Fake. I said what I said.
Yo, at least you kept it real.
This is the delusion, right? Like, and I, this is something that I even had internalized for so much of my life that, like, being this independent woman was going to be valued in some way. And it's really hard for women to absorb that guys just don't care.
They don't care at all. I will say, okay, if a guy does care.
He cares because he doesn't have any money and he wants to be supported by that woman. That's the only time that men care, when they don't have money.
He doesn't have a job. Yeah.
He's looking to lean on you.
He's looking to live off of you, girl. He might say he's got a job. He don't.
Not only that, then increasingly you're telling women to be the opposite of what I think men want, right? Mm. The opposite. Maybe in the instant when men are not thinking with their big heads and they're saying, oh, whoa, she's half naked. Great. I'm going to go for it. Yeah. That might be what a man wants. But long term, that's not what a man.
Yeah, guys, I want to talk about this subject. I heard a lot of you in the comments saying that you want women to pursue you. I get it. You said that women aren't masculine if they approach you. I get it. You can have fun. You want a woman to approach you. It will be easy and you can have a lot of fun. But you shouldn't choose a life partner, a woman that you want to marry, if she approaches you. You have to think about the psychology behind it. Most men have problems with dating. Most men have problems with approaching women. They are shy. Women are by nature even shyer than men. So why is that woman comfortable with approaching you? Why? Is she so extroverted? Does she have so many men friends that she's feeling comfortable to approach you? Or does she have a high body count and she has a lot of experience approaching men? Just think about it. Of course, if that woman has a lot of experience approaching men and is not shy, of course she will approach you. But you don't want that kind of woman for a wife. Why is she feeling comfortable approaching a man? Just think about the psychology behind it. Don't just think about it as an action. Oh, of course women should approach men. No. Why does that woman feel comfortable approaching you? Think about it, guys. Just think about it. Think about it. How many interactions did she have with men that she's feeling so comfortable to approach you? You know men have problems approaching women. So why do you think a woman doesn't have a problem approaching you? Just think about it.
Man wants men.
If you just want to have fun, sure. But if you want to find a wife, when a woman approaches you, she's too masculine, she has a high body count. There are lots and lots of stuff behind the fact that she's comfortable approaching you. So just think twice.
Man doesn't want a girl that's just going to be naked all the time and put herself out there available for every man to see. Mm-hmm. You know, that I don't have to be a man to know that that's not what men want. Yeah. So then you say men suck. And I ask this question all the time. You complain about men, but are you being the type of a woman that a man would want?
We're running out of time. But Peter, I just want to get one final thought from you. Are there words that are used to describe men that offend you?
Not particularly, and if there are some I don't like, I certainly wouldn't want them banned. But it always goes back to that old adage: sticks and stones may break my bones, but there will always be something to offend a feminist.
Peter,
no, that's just not
Peter
true.
Lloyd, you have to give me a chance to respond to that. That is ridiculous.
That, no, hang on, I won't do your show again if you don't let me respond
to
that.
Go on, Kate, have a word.
Come on, that's ridiculous. I mean,
okay, I would argue that 2 out of 10 men are ready to be husbands.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. See, it's one of these things of, well, women aren't ready, but the men aren't either. That's how they've learned how to argue. All right, but is a woman at 25 and a man at 25, do they have the same market value?
No.
Oh, okay. Whose market value is higher?
For the dating market or marriage?
The sexual marketplace. A 21-year-old woman and a 21-year-old man. Who has the higher sexual marketplace?
The woman, of course. We all know it. The woman has an advantage when she's in her 20s.
The woman.
25-year-old man and 25-year-old woman. Who has a higher sexual marketplace value?
The woman, again.
A 30-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man. Who has
At 30, this starts to decline.
Who has a higher sexual marketplace value?
A man.
The 35-year-old man and a 35-year-old woman. Who has a higher sexual marketplace value?
The man.
And as I keep going in 5-year increments, will women ever overtake a man's sexual marketplace value?
No.
Not in the long term, no.
No.
Imagine sitting there, you want to be a wife, you want to be loyal. How can you do that if you're practicing, you know, sucking fun dip every week? You're not practicing cooking, you're not practicing mental...
They are not taught by their mothers how to be a wife, how to be a good girlfriend. They're not. Most of them are raised by single mothers.
So health, you're not practicing how to talk to him, how to cater, how to be submissive, and how to talk to him in a nurturing way. You're practicing sucking pee-pee. That's not the same thing.
But that's what if that's not what you want? What if you don't want to be?
I'm only speaking on women.
Then don't expect to find a good man. It's simple. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be a wife. Nobody's forcing you. But don't expect to find a high-value man. Because most high-value men want a family, want a legacy.
Men who, like, want to be wives. All the other OF hoes and all those type of girls, I'm not talking at all. Not you, but, like, in general. Being honest.
What are your thoughts on hookup culture?
I think it depends who you're asking. If you're dating to, like, get married, hookup culture kind of sucks. But if you're dating to hook up and have sex and just have a great time, hookup culture is it. You can go to a...
Yeah. Which category do you think she's in?
A bar and know you're gonna leave with someone.
Do you think it matters if a woman has a high body count?
I think that means a woman can give you what you want. If a woman has a low body count, she's probably not gonna know what to do with.
Yeah, I've heard this before, guys. Oh, but if she has a low body count, she won't know what to do in the bedroom. She doesn't need to know. You as a man will take charge in the bedroom. She doesn't need to know anything. You will teach her.
With you.
What kind of man do you think wants a woman with a high body count?
A rich man.
We would both agree that a rich man would have a lot of women, right? He has a lot of options, right?
Yes, definitely.
So you think that he would pick a woman with a high body count over a woman with a low body count?
Yeah, because she would know what to do.
Hope you enjoyed the video, guys, and I'll see you on the next one.